Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the regular meeting of December 17th of the Oregon Board of Education. We will have the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and a moment of silence. This evening is for Brian Boley, who was on our maintenance staff. Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have the roll call, please, Mrs. Ruth?
Yes, Mr. Shea.
Present.
Mr. Kennedy.
Here.
Mrs. Miller.
Here.
Mrs. Molnar.
Here.
And Mr. Zavisky.
Here.
Please silence all personal electronic devices during the meeting. And before we adopt the agenda as written, we are going to pull the policy GBR-R, family and medical leave. And we're going to have the addendum, which has G, I, and J. High school graduates, legal assistance to the Ohio Boards of Education Association, and membership to Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce. With that being said, may I have a motion to adopt the agenda, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. May we have the Clay High School Student Government Report? Welcome.
Hello, I'm Carly Schultz. I'm the secretary for our high school student government. So first I'm gonna start with our student government. We just had our first policy action committee meeting with Mr. Dursky talking about issues around the school. And we mainly talked to Mr. Foney about the technology and students' issues with that and what they would like to see and also all that stuff. And our next meeting is scheduled for January 9th. Our sophomores just put on a fifth quarter event after the boys basketball game. There was a good turnout, but they're looking for ways to find more students to come to the events. Our juniors just actually announced the prom theme, and it's the Roaring 20s. And they're hosting a holiday bake sale at the holiday basketball tournament on December 28th from noon to 5 p.m. And the freshmen and seniors are currently working on their third and fourth quarter events. MedTech just announced their senior projects. Sydney Minky helped host a blood drive on November 27th, bringing awareness to leukemia. Marina's hosting a bowling night at Penny Joe's Eastern Lanes so that people are able to learn more about Alzheimer's on January 11th from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. $10 for three games of bowling. Nicole is hosting an event with Amanda McDowell, a sexual assault nurse from the Toledo Hospital, to come and talk about human trafficking during STRIDE on January 16th. Madison Longoria is hosting an event during STRIDE for students to learn about the effects of prescription drugs. Volunteer Focus just put on their annual Christmas toy collection that ran from December 2nd to the 13th, and I think Miss Turner's STRIDE won? And they got donuts and chocolate milk. Career Tech just also did a canned food drive, which is donated to the Oregon Food Basket Program. And they're starting to prepare for their upcoming competitions in the new year. Limelighters just hosted their auditions on December 3rd for their Winter One Acts. Rehearsals will start back once we get back from break, and the shows will be held on the 24th and the 25th at 7 p.m. And of course, ZAMZIC starts tomorrow, everybody's favorite time of the year, and the library is currently hosting a hot cocoa and cram for students to go study and drink hot cocoa and eat cookies.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think there might be a couple of teachers there too to help out, but I know that a couple of students have gone and it was a good turnout.
Fantastic.
Good. Cool. Great.
So Carly, where's prom this year?
I honestly don't know yet. They only told us the themes, but I can always find out for the next meeting.
That's okay. Yeah, that would be good. I wasn't sure. I know there was a couple of options that they were looking at.
I know that the zoo, they're not thrilled on it.
Yep.
Because you have to get the dinner with the ticket. There's no like in between. And a lot of people said that the dinner was not that good. So I know that they're looking at other options to try and make the cost less for everybody to be pleased.
Awesome.
Any other questions?
Great job. Good luck on your exams.
Thank you.
Good luck with exams, absolutely. And have a nice vacation, too. Okay, staff and community recognition.
I'm up.
You're up.
Fantastic. Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming out. One of the highlights of the meeting is always at the beginning when we get to recognize individual folks and listen to some new ideas and things that are going on in the district. One of our recognitions tonight is from a company called Fast Tech. They were not able to make it at last minute, but Fast Tech is a company that works with our integrated machining Tony Spallino program here at Clay High School. And they are donating, and actually this morning gave him a check for $3,500. And that is something pretty special, and that's not just, you know, a small amount to sneeze at. I mean, that's a lot of money that's going to go towards a piece of machinery, and I'm not going to remember exactly which piece of machinery that he has in mind, but it's something that is failing, that is really, really old, that needs upgraded. And if you know anything about Mr. Spallino's program, it's one of the premier programs we obviously have in our career tech program. Each and every single kid gets placed out of high school if they want to go into work for a company or they go on to further their education. But we are certainly grateful to Fast Tech for that donation. Another exciting piece of my job is what you're about to see right now. It's not often we get to nominate or recognize a young fourth grader from our district who did something very, very special. And I found out about this special, event through his parents in a chance, just discussion that we were having one day. And I was like, wow, that is something we need to highlight for Oregon City Schools. And that is something I want our Board of Education to hear about. And that is something that's not only impacting this young man's life, but it's also impacting a whole bunch of other folks. So I would like to invite up Lincoln Rowe. Lincoln's in the back, and I think his mom is going to join him, Allison Rowe. And I'm just going to say a little bit about it, but I really want him to tell you exactly what happened, and then maybe his mom can help, expand on what he shares. But essentially, we are recognizing Lincoln, who goes to Jerusalem Elementary, for a special donation he made to the Imagination Station. And because of that donation, he's now going to be a part of something special. So I'm hoping he can explain a little bit about the donation, like we talked about, and what's coming up special tomorrow that you get to be involved with. So we'll kind of get this down here. Or you can just hold it if you want.
Okay.
So why don't you tell everybody here exactly what happened? You kind of put your mic, it's on. Just kind of put it up to your mouth.
Okay.
There you go, just like that, and tell us what happened.
So I donated birthday money this year and last year to Imagination Station so kids can go there to have fun that can't afford it.
Do you know how much you actually donated?
$160 in total. Last year, $60. This year, $100.
Got it. So between the 2 years, $160.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. On your own. Your idea, wasn't it?
I mean, the friends gave gifts.
Fantastic. So then what special is happening because of that donation that you made?
Tomorrow, I'm going to go to Imagination Station to put the last beam for the theater, which you can play. They told me that you can play games on it, different kinds of games like Fortnite, Minecraft, Roblox, and movies.
That's tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah.
Is that something that anybody else is going to see with you?
My whole grade.
So the whole what grade?
Whole fourth grade.
Exactly. At Jerusalem. that was invited because of him, so they get an extra field trip.
Yes, they do. Imagination Station offered it. I was floored. They offered that for 88 students, plus staff, that all the teachers, plus the chaperones, plus Mr. Gregory, plus our STEAM teacher, Mrs. Minnick, plus Mimi Hansen. They're all invited to come and witness.
So, let's give Lincoln a big round of applause. That was fantastic. Do you want to add anything that Lincoln didn't share? So Lincoln, what we have for you is we have a certificate. If you will be willing to stand up here for a couple more minutes, and we'll take a picture. Is that all right? So here's your certificate. It has your name on it, and it says for what you did and your donation to Imagination Station. So you can hold it like that, and we'll scoot over here right in front of the green with Mom. So get in a picture also. So yeah. One of you and then one with just the three of you.
Okay.
Or anybody else you want to invite. He did great. He was nervous. Special little guy there. Next, I would like to invite a very special person who's made an impact in just about every Eisenhower's teacher's life and everybody that works at Eisenhower. Joanne Schimmen, would you please come up? Joanne is a custodian at Eisenhower who is retiring in just a few short weeks. And so I was talking a little bit with Joanne. Joanne's been with us for 20 years. Like I said, ending here in just the next couple of weeks. And if you know anything about Eisenhower, if you've been in Eisenhower, and many of you in this room have been in Eisenhower, it's probably competing for the cleanest, nicest looking building in the district because of Joanne's work. She is detailed. She is dedicated. She is just anything that needs to get done type of person, and has been with a smile on her face and with dedication just moving right through it as long as I've known it. I learned that she started in a cafeteria, went into the bus driving, and then came out of bus driving and went into the cafeteria over her 20 years of service to Oregon City Schools. So Joanne, on behalf of Oregon City Schools Board of Education, we certainly want to thank you very, very much for everything you've done for the district. We will miss you, but certainly invite you back anytime you would like to come back and visit. And thank you very much for everything. And we got a certificate for you as well. Would you like to say anything, or maybe introduce who's with you? Just introduce who's with you tonight, your husband.
Oh, I'd like you to meet my husband, Roger, back there. He's my rock.
All right, good. Let's get a picture. Joanne, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy. Congratulations. Okay, we have a lot of volunteers in our district, and I'm not sure who's all here tonight because I don't necessarily know them all real, real well. But I would, we wanted to recognize a group of volunteers that we started a STEM club several years ago, and those clubs are broken down between elementary and kind of 5th through 8th grade, and then high school. And we rely heavily on volunteers to help us with all the kids and the teams that we have in the grades 5 through 8 band for this STEM club. And essentially it's the STEM Lego Club, and if you follow Twitter or follow Facebook at all, they just recently had a competition and had quite a bit of success that I was super proud of. We have an advisor here at school, a couple of advisors, John Purell, Deb Filer, that help out. But it's really those volunteer parents that are willing to come out and spend Wednesdays during the training period kind of putting together the program and putting together, learning how to program Legos, putting it together, and then they have to go through a competition where their robot has to complete tasks. and they competed, and a few of those schools or a few of those teams moved on, they could probably tell me more. So I'm going to invite up Ryan Ramsey. Is Ryan here? Okay. Mariah Schuster. Mariah, come on up. Lyle Stein, come on up. Rachel Lerner, come on up. Is Richard here? Or Ryan Grahams? Okay, just the three of you. So, all right, so Ryan is not here. Mariah, congratulations. Thank you for being here. Yours. And Lyle, thank you for being a volunteer and helping us. And then I'm going to have you guys tell us a little bit about what just happened. Rachel. So recently there was a competition, and who's the best equipped to talk about the results? All three of you? All right, Lyle. Tell us who won and the teams. And I've got a little cheat sheet that I kind of know. But what team did you coach?
I coached Code Crackers. They took home the trophy for the best project presentation. My main thing I got to say about that is the kids stepped up in front of those judges, and it was like a whole new set of kids from what I had been coaching all year. They rocked it. So they did really well. They spoke confidently and sold their project to the judges. So they did well. So
it's kind of a two-part, right? They have to sell the project and talk a little bit about their themes and their reason behind it, right? And then they have to actually do the tabletop competition.
Yeah, there's a project, which this year it was finding a problem in the community, coming up with a solution for it, and then presenting that to the judges. And the Code Crackers, they didn't like that Kmart building, so their plan was to tear it down and put in a multi-use sports, indoor sports facility with some shopping and whatnot in there. So
they took them up with City Council and get their advice and consulting.
Yeah, they did. They spoke with City Council a little bit about it already, so yeah. And then I'll let these two talk about what their teams did.
Sure, thank you.
I was coach of the Master Builders. We moved on to the next round. Our project idea was to do an indoor-outdoor dog park. They had first thought about doing it at Kmart, but Mr. Beasley said that it would cost too much money, so they're actually going to try to do it at the old radio station across from the Y. The city seems pretty interested.
Oh, really?
We're actually going back a second time with a proposal for them, so we'll see what happens.
And all that has really nothing to do with the competition per se, other than the idea. And you're just
correct.
Taking something that they did for competition and trying to put it into real life. That's incredible.
Right. I think it's just it's good to be in front of a group like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good experience for them.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep.
And I coach the Engineering Eagles. Another part of the competition is the core value. So kind of about being a good sport. It's a lot about sportsmanship. We won that trophy. And then we also advanced to the next round for the next competition, which is in January. Our project, we also looked at the Kmart building. My kids wanted to put in an ice rink, so they don't want our hockey team to have to travel across town. They want us to be able to practice here locally. So we're also going to City Council middle of January. So a lot of STEM input for City Council this year.
Well, let's give these three folks a round of applause. If you don't mind, we'll get a picture. All right, to end it, we have a presentation. Dr. Amy Drescher is from Drescher & Associates, and I asked her to come out tonight and just talk a little bit about the mental health program that we're beginning to implement here throughout the district. And Amy's the brainchild behind it and a great partner, somebody I'm getting to know very, very well, and first and foremost dedicated to kids through and through and through, and dedicated to helping us build what we need as a school district. Does that make sense? It's not what the mental health company or institution needs, it's what we need. And she is doing everything in her power to help us move forward in that. So Dr. Drescher, please. She's got a few stats for us.
I do. Mr. Gregory gave me a couple of things to look up and kind of arrange for the meeting. And I just want to say that I am constantly impressed with every person that we have worked with in all of the schools. Our principals, the counselors, the administration, the teachers, everybody's been really supportive, and that is really, I think, what makes us being here in the schools work is the teamwork that comes with it. So I just, kudos to, you know, Oregon City Schools, because it's made it very easy for us to help quite a few kids. And I think I was actually surprised when I pulled how many kids since we started in Clay in April and May of last year, and then extended to the rest of the schools this year. We have had 70 referrals. We are currently seeing 45 kids. Some of the kids that we saw from last year are either had graduated from Clay, so we started out with quite, Clay is actually more than half of the referrals just based on last year. We've had kids who have sort of graduated from therapy, so they came in, they got some brief skills, you know, got them back in the classroom doing well. So that's really been great. We've seen a lot of success with that model, which is awesome. We have now have referrals from all of the schools. So we have had great contact with all of the counselors and the principals, and the referrals are coming. We're still working to build. I mean, we really just started this in October, and already have that many kiddos that we are consistently seeing in the district. We have 5 clinicians. So this is not, I'm here and I do a lot of the supervision and I do some of the meetings for kids that have a lot of the higher need, but really the meat of this are the clinicians who are in the classroom every day in the schools, really trying to help these kiddos have, you know, the best access to learning. So we know that when emotional challenges arise, and it can be very situational, it can be more ongoing and longer term, they really have a hard time accessing, you know, the curriculum in the classroom. And so that's our goal, is really to help them be able to do that. We have tons of families that have been just very willing to come out to the office so that the family can be involved. We're seeing kids on Saturdays over at the office for parents who are working. So that's been, I mean, consistently, I think probably between 5 and 6 families on Saturdays are coming out, which shows the investment that the parents have in, you know, in the treatment that the kids are getting, as well as working with the school in order to help these kids do the best that they can. So the types of services we're providing, we're doing, you know, individual and family therapy. We are doing a lot of consultation with teachers and principals, constant sort of crisis management for some of our kiddos who are really high need. I think that we've been lucky to be able to get out to schools right away when, you know, when there's been a need. So far, I think that's worked well, right? Yes. Any other principals in the room? We do our best that we can, and if it's not me, then it's, you know, one of our clinicians who knows the staff and may or may not be treating the child. We are planning some, you know, expansion into doing some maybe parent education groups in the community. We haven't really, we're just trying to get up and running in the schools, and then we're going to look at doing that. We're looking at starting a teen coping skills group over here at Clay, just kind of waiting to see how that's going to work with the timing and, you know, kids not wanting kids to be in the classroom for as long as possible and not miss their lunchtime, because sometimes that's the only time they really have to socialize. So we're trying to figure out how to make that work. But a lot of room for, you know, expansion and feedback and collaboration from the community, from the teachers, you know, the staff, and it's just been really great to be here. Some of the reasons that we, so Mr. Gregory asked me that too, some of the main reasons, we have some depression and anxiety. A lot of it is mild. Some adjustment issues, family, you know, family challenges that arise, and kids just need a place to, you know, to talk for a little while, a couple sessions. And then we do have some more significant challenges. We've got kids that kind of go beyond what the school psychologist can help with the testing, so they need more of that psychological, less of the psychoeducational testing done. So we've been doing quite a bit of that in the schools as well. Our team is, you know, all master's level clinicians, and then we have 5th-year doctoral students from Bowling Green who are part of our team, and another clinical psychologist who does some of the supervision. So we are kind of a mix of social work, clinical counseling, and psychology, and I think that we, and then working with everybody else coming from different, you know, backgrounds, has been really great, because when we come together, you know, each person has a different perspective, and it's really helpful in really trying to figure out the best that we can do for these kiddos. So, does anyone have any questions? I feel like I talked a lot.
No, that was good. I mean, I wanted you to just kind of hit the highlights. Okay. I wanted the board to meet you. Your team, you and your team are going to be a huge, important part of our district now. And as often as we can keep the board updated, and just the scope of the need that's out there with mental health is enormous. You know, I think you were right when you said, you know, we're kind of just scratching the surface in a way, right? And, yes. That's scary to you, because you're like, oh my gosh, what is, you know, and this is just one district, but
it was more scary for Mr. Jersky, because
he
didn't want to give us up.
Yeah. And I do want to give Jim kudos, because Jim is the one that actually made the initial connection with Amy and her team and started this back in April. And I just kind of grabbed it and went district-wide because of the value that I saw here at Clay High School.
I mean, the other great thing is we're also working with the school-based mental health, or with the school-based health center. So
I didn't count
these in the whole number, but Sherry has referred quite a few people to us. A lot of the littler kids that she's having some challenges with for testing. And so we're also trying to, you know, and hopefully once she gets her her credential to be able to prescribe, we'll be able to do so much in-house that we won't have to do a lot of referrals out for, which is pretty amazing. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming out tonight.
You are welcome. Thank you.
We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And this is a time, if you feel like you want to leave, you certainly are
welcome.
Welcome to leave. You don't want to sit through the business portion.
Hold on, Amy.
I need to sign something.
Go ahead.
Yep. I forgot I need to sign.
Okay, public participation at board meetings. All meetings of the board are open to the public. In order for the board to fulfill its obligation to complete the planned agenda in an effective and efficient fashion, a maximum of 30 minutes of public participation may be permitted at each meeting. Each person addressing the board shall give his or her name and address. If several people wish to speak, each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. During that period, no person may speak twice until all who desire to speak have had the opportunity to do so. Persons desiring more time should follow the procedure of the board and be placed on the regular agenda. The period of public participation may be extended by a vote of the majority of the board. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio taped and will be available on the district website. Also, please keep in mind you may not discuss personnel or use specific names. The first person is Mr. Michael Gavioli.
Mike Gavioli, 5041 Seaman Road, Oregon, Ohio. The next time you're having a standard meeting will be your organizational meeting.
Yes,
so I just wanted to remind you of one thing. Board policy BBF. The board believes public education should be conducted in an ethical manner. In addition to state law, the conduct of board members should conform to the code of ethics recommended by the Ohio School Boards Association, which includes the following. It is unethical for a board member to, and there's 7 items. I'm going to concentrate on number 5. Place the interest of one individual, group, or community above the interest of the entire district. At a 10/24 special meeting, the board president read a statement pretty much saying that the emphasis on the school board is for the students and the employees. not a mention of the district, the personnel that pays the bills here. So I wanted to remind you of that. Another one is scoreboard negotiation powers and duties. The board has a duty to choose a negotiating team, which they did, and the negotiating team, I believe, was Mr. Gregory and Mrs. First. The last negotiation was led by the superintendent, and to me, this is not an impartial. If the unions get a raise, does not the administration get a raise? So I'd like to see the next contract negotiations done by an independent individual, somebody that wouldn't benefit. And the last thing, well, I was going to talk about alternate method of taxation and be income tax, but I wasn't allowed to speak, be placed on the agenda. So that one's by the way, because my computer, I couldn't print it out. My computer's in the shop, but it will be available tomorrow.
I'm sure I'll get it.
You will. And the last thing is this Ed Choice program. We could be looking at a $4.65 million deficit if the two schools that are currently in underperforming. Mr. Gregory supplied me with the numbers. There's 1,000 students in both of those schools. Both of those schools could have the possibility of exiting. So that's something else you should be looking at, $4.6 million, could be a deficit. And that's it, short one today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just real quick, I still want to open the same invitation I did before. Anytime, if you would like to meet, and I would be more than happy to even take you around the district to see or show you how your tax dollars are being spent. I'm just an offer.
I'll decline for the reasons that I wrote you before.
Okay, just fair enough.
Okay, and next we have Allison Stottinger.
Hi, my name is Allison Stottinger. I'm an alumni of Clay High School, as is my husband. Our daughter graduated here about a year and a half ago. Our son's a junior right now. I have always, throughout their education, been very involved in the school, primarily in the organizations that they've been involved with, but last few years I've also been involved with the levy. So I am a very strong supporter of the levy and will be if it is voted to be put on the ballot this upcoming March, hopefully. I am a very strong supporter of the levy, like I said, a firm believer that a strong school system with strong teachers, abundant resources, will directly affect our community. So I just would encourage you to support voting to put the levy on the ballot and then really let the voters come through and decide when the time is up. Finally, I also want to mention that I also have a lot of trust in our district, our leaders in the district, in our administration. I firmly believe that they'll do their due diligence, do their checks and balances, and try to come up with ways to really optimize the spending, try to minimize the expenditures that the district does have. So that's really it.
Thank you, Allison. We need your address.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I could look it up.
3620 Brown Road. Good.
Thanks, Allison.
Thank you, Allison.
And then I have Terry Hook.
Oh, I didn't have her.
Terry Hook. 595 Bridgewater Drive, Oregon, Ohio. I am here representing the Oregon City Federation of Teachers as their very proud president. I wanted to take the time this evening to publicly state that the OCFT will be 100% behind the Oregon School Board of Education on any action to work to get the message out on what EdChoice and the voucher system would be doing to public education. In all of my active years at the state level, following educational issues for many, many years, this has been slowly building momentum. One of the first things that I heard about was the charter school system, and then this word voucher starting in Cleveland, and how it was just a few schools, and then that turned into a few dozen, but how the legislature added this into the budget bill last June, where publicly people could not go to testify and share their feelings, I felt was a very sneaky and stealthily way to continue to erode public education. Public education is near and dear to my heart. I've dedicated most of my life to it. I feel it is the cornerstone of our democracy, our community, and I want you to know that our group will work with you together, whatever we can do to let the legislature know that we are not happy with what's happening. The second item, I want to publicly show support with your vote this evening on whether to put a levy on the March ballot, that OCFT will again be strongly supporting you in the work that goes into educating our community on what really happens in a school system and the hard work and effort that it takes every day to put out quality outcomes that we do in this school district. So tonight I just wanted to say that publicly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, that ends public participation this evening. May we have the treasurer's report, please?
All right, thank you, Mrs. Molnar. You should have the month-end reports. They were sent on Google, but also in your folder. I don't think the revenues could be any more flat than they currently are. They're at 0.1% compared to prior year. Expenses are trending 5% higher, but our cash balances are still stable and adequate at this point with 152 cash days. The audit, I wanted to make a point of that. The final documents are being collected, and I just have to bug Jeff now to fill out the form I put in his, on top of his folder. That needs to be, if you could give it back to me, that needs to get scanned over to the auditors. They're getting the last couple documents from legal, et cetera. I'm not aware of any problems that were found, but we'll see when we get the final report, but the audit is almost done. One thing to help us with the future of analysis of our district is we have purchased a benchmarking software program called Enlit. It's very real-time data. By the time we get it in January, it'll have last year's fiscal year, 2019 student and fiscal data, and it'll allow us to do some real benchmarking to see where we are doing perhaps better than some of our neighbors and where we have opportunities to improve ourselves. We'd done this once before, but the process of gathering the data was absolutely ridiculous for the results we got. We found some information out, but it was just very burdensome, and so we kind of went on a hiatus from them. But they have a new process, and I'm pretty excited to see what we can do with it and look at it. It's true benchmarking. I mean, right now we have the CUP, which is, you're stuck with whoever the state decides based on, this or that, who you're similar with. But I think this is going to be very beneficial to all of us and provide some real data. Tonight you'll see the final motion for the levy. I believe Hal's going to speak more to it. 4.95 mils. I did get the numbers back from the auditor, and of course it's beginning collecting in 2021. And as I said previously, the amount per year, calendar year, 2.815826 would be the amount that it would collect once it's in full collection. I'll just have a little note there. I will be out of the office over the holidays, so if anything's necessary, let me know. I'm available by email. Have a good holiday, unless you have questions.
Jane, this new report that we have, when they do that CUP report, they just sort of randomly pick people, and we're not even compared to the same people all the time.
No, it can change year to year, and it's not random. They have a list of a whole bunch of items, you know, like the and there's some validity to it. Please don't get me wrong. There's some validity to it, but what I get frustrated in is, like, I have yet to see us compared to other comprehensive districts.
Yes.
And that's a big deal, because that's about, I believe, over $2 million worth of our expenditures, because we have a comprehensive high school and our kids don't have to. And so the taxpayers don't have to go out to a career tech, and they don't have to pay that extra amount to that career tech. So I don't know. That's something that I think is a big deal, and I've been, you know, but I think it'll be very, I don't know. I'm excited to see the data. I think we'll see some of the things we really are kicking out of the park. He already said, you know, hey, you guys are kicking out your custodial, your maintenance. You guys are kicking it out of the park. You know, we compare very favorably. So it'll be interesting. You know, I'm sure we'll find areas we can improve. Yeah, that's the way of business. So I'm
always
looking forward to it.
Yeah. Always areas for improvement, sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, may we have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion or questions? Rule call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zvisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. We will have an executive session, but we're going to put it at the end of the meeting so that you people can go home and we can stay. On to the consent agenda. Are there any items that the members of the board wish to pull from the regular meeting consent agenda? Other than that one policy that I, which was GBR-R. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not consent agenda.
Yeah, that's not.
That's new business. Never mind. Okay, anybody? Motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zvisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Okay, new business. Item A, the course offerings handbook for Clay High School. We need a motion to approve the 2021 course offerings handbook for Clay High School. This handbook has been distributed to the board. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zvisky?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item B, donations. We need a motion to accept the following donations from the Previtz family, from Fast Tech, and then a number of donations to the Clay Cares Closet from Cindy Owens, Heidi Coughlin, Matthew and Regina Brooks, Kathy Kuzno, Jennifer Moore, Sandy Vrieslar, and Janet Waldors, and Dave Schaefer. May I have a motion to accept those donations, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zvisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item C, the policies. The following policies have been reviewed and revised and are being presented for their first reading. A recommendation of adoption will be made in January. I do want to call your attention to item BD, and that is something new rather than just wording that's changed. And that one says that a board member who is away, like on a business trip, can join the meeting via phone or what?
Just can call in and be a part of the meeting.
You can't vote.
You can't vote, but they can be an active part of the meeting.
But now you can call in and be an active part of, you can be an active speaking part of the meeting. If you're like, people who are out of town.
Does it count as attendance?
No. I don't think so.
The policy doesn't really identify that. I think that's probably a local.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a local decision. We can clarify that.
Yeah, we can clarify before we go to pass it, but at least it allows you to be in on the meeting if you wish, but you still can't vote.
Was there anything significant in those first two, the agenda format and preparation?
They are just, they were, they're just word changes.
Yeah, there wasn't anything
big.
They're
in your Google.
Yeah, other than just a lot of, like, some legal references. But we thought, when Carol and I met, that we would bring this idea of participating in the meeting to the board to think about. We could have more discussion between now and the next board meeting when they're actually adopted. Mm-hmm. But, I, you know, it's something that, you know, has come up over the years with many of us here at the table. So I'm certainly not opposed to it, but.
The word I was searching for was FaceTime. They can FaceTime and not just call. Yeah.
Are we equipped in this room to accept a phone call?
Yeah, we'd have to.
Cell phone?
Yeah, probably not, but.
Well, we
oh, through our cell phones.
Yeah,
yes.
We do our cell phone.
Right,
but
I mean,
but
here, so it can be
seen.
Not seen, but heard.
Heard. We just have to put a mic probably near wherever we had it. So.
So it's something that we can look at for the January meeting. If you have any further questions, then.
Yeah, we have some attendance. I like, that's a good point. The attendance, does it count towards pay?
I don't think it accounts because they can't vote. That would be my take on it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can check on that.
Yeah,
that's a real
good
question. And
yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay.
So really, we don't vote on it.
It's just the first reading. Okay, item D, the Drescher and Associates Clinical Services, LLC. We need a motion to approve the updated agreement with that firm. A copy of the agreement was distributed to the board. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kennedy?
Did you ask for discussion? I just had a question.
Oh,
yes.
Is some of the new money on mental health from the state going towards this agreement?
That's what it is.
Okay.
Yep. The increase, which was, I mean, it really, the other was just about a $10,000 agreement. This is up to $120,000, which is paying for those people that she was essentially talking about.
Okay.
Jane and I had met, and we're working through the system of billing and accounting through that. But yes, we're hoping to take that money.
Jane, what were the total funds that were?
$856 or something
like
that.
Yeah, but it's over 2 years.
Over two years.
We've only gotten like $350,000 of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They always promise big. And
yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Okay. Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Me. Okay. Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes. Okay. Item E. Is the resolution declaring the intent to proceed with the election on the question of an additional tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation. I need a motion to approve the resolution declaring that intent to proceed with the election on the question of the additional tax in excess of the 10 mil limitation. Motion, please.
So moved.
Second? I'll second. Discussion. Comments? Discussion?
Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
And Mr. Zavisky?
No.
Okay, disposal of equipment and materials, item F. The items listed on the November 19th agenda for disposal have been disposed of in accordance with board policy. Item G, membership in the Ohio School Boards Association and related services and publications for 2020. The motion to approve the following memberships. It's the membership for 2020 at $8,345. School management news subscription, the electronic form for $200. And then under your addendum, that's item G, number three, is the legal assistance fund for $250. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item H, appointment of the president pro tem. OSBA has recommended that boards of education appoint a president pro tem at the December board meeting so that the organizational meeting in January can be opened up by that person. Thus, it would be appropriate at this time to appoint a president pro tem that would be effective January 1st, 2020 for the organizational meeting. Mr. Shea, would you do that appointment, please?
Certainly.
Thank you. and the superintendent's report.
Now, this is effective, but that's not the date that we're having that meeting.
No, it's effective January.
January 14th.
Correct, but it's effective January 1st. Yes.
Do we want to do the?
Yes, we need to do. That's my hand in the next.
Do we need to do G on there?
We need to do the.
Or was G a part of G?
G separate, or was that part of G? Because I read it in part of G.
I think let's just do this G. There's two Gs and then I and J.
The second G, membership to the Ohio School Boards Association, related services and publications for 2020. Number three, the legal assistance fund for $250. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Discussion? Roll call?
Okay, sorry, I hadn't written it that way. Okay, Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item I, Clay High School graduates. We need a motion to approve the Clay High School graduates pending fulfillment of state and local requirements. That is Leah Hall, Justin Nagel, and Tanyesha Young. Motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item J, the Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce. We need a motion to renew the membership with the Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce for the 2020. The fee is $400. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Abstain.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
I apologize. Caught me off guard.
Okay, now we move to the superintendent.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Molnar. So I'm just going to, I have a couple of items here that's in your report there in front of you, and I just kind of want to read this. One's to address this EdChoice fiasco that's going on in the state of Ohio. So let me just read my thoughts here, because I really want the public to begin to understand where I'm coming from and where many superintendents and districts are coming from. I want to make a public comment about the EdChoice Scholarship Program, which is making news. For the time being, two of our schools have been placed on the EdChoice eligible list to begin next school year. Recent changes in this program have tripled the amount of schools in the program across the state of Ohio. This latest legislative action has expanded the amount of public funds flowing to private schools from locally public school generated funds. This scam of systematically robbing public schools has never been more obvious. Even the top of the top performing public school districts in the state of Ohio have schools on this list. The ridiculous state report card is the avenue for this funding shift and the tool legislators are using to allow students coming from low-performing schools, in their words, to attend even lower performing schools, my words. The EdChoice program is not about data or student improvement. It is clearly about accessing more public funds for private schools. And as the board begins to become more aware of this EdChoice and the arguments that are being made by public schools across the state of Ohio, you're going to begin to understand the craziness of this EdChoice thing. Just to give you a statistic, 426 of Ohio's 610 school districts have at least one school or more in EdChoice. Basically, what the state is saying is that there is failing schools in 3/4 of the schools in the state of Ohio. Ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous. The cards are on the table, and I'm telling you, I'm fired up about this, and there's not too many things I get fired up with politically, but this is something that's taking money away from your kids, our community, that we fight very, very hard for the kids here to get. And it's ridiculous when you start to look at where these kids are going and the idea that where those kids are going have no accountability to anyone, anywhere, at any time. So there's 3 points I want the board and the public to understand related to EdChoice. Number one, Oregon schools offer far more opportunities for students with highly qualified staff and programs than most private schools can or will. We are proud of our schools, and we are proud of the education we provide our kids. Just go around our buildings. You see it, you can touch it every single day. EdChoice is a scam to move public funds to private schools. Nothing more, nothing less. Again, reiterate, it is not about saving kids. If it were about saving kids, why would you send a kid from a higher performing school to a lower performing school based on their data? The little data we have. Superintendents across the state are mad and are coming together to fight for public education in this absurd flow of funds. I personally will be supporting this effort along with many of my colleagues in Northwest Ohio to expose what is really happening and the true intent of EdChoice. And I'm going to recommend that if anyone here on our Board of Education wants to get involved and wants to understand what's going on, we can talk, we can learn together, because each day I read something or hear something, I learn just a little bit more, or another situation from another school district. So when Terry stood up and talked about this EdChoice and all her years, you know, this is something that is about the biggest attack that could possibly go on in public education. I mean, you are taking money directly out of our coffers and giving it to private schools that have no accountability. I mean, it's just ludicrous. And then you're saying those kids are going to get better at a better education. Don't believe it. So I just wanted to make a point. I wanted to make a point publicly. You're going to hear more and more about that from me. But I do want you to know we're aware of it. Yes, we have two schools in it. There's already a huge push to make some changes. Don't know if that's going to happen because the legislator comes back at the end of January for 1 week. We have to have it done by February. Probably not, but you never know, because basically the push is on. They want boards of ed. They want unions. They want teachers. They want treasurers. They want superintendents, everybody to hammer the legislature and help the public understand how ridiculous this is related to public funds. That's all I'll say about it. Any questions or comments on EdChoice?
Maybe we need a board resolution.
Well, and that's going on across. So I was hoping in January to bring some samples or even talk ahead of time in committee and see if there's some samples that the board would be willing to put forth, because the pressure between now and the end of January, and we will have a board meeting in that time frame, that we could do a resolution, that would be wonderful. So thank you. That's something that we definitely should do. And then second, I just want to address the levy. Again, thank you to the Board of Education for allowing us to push forward with our levy committee. I want to thank Allison and the folks that are here from the committee. We're going to hit the ground running tomorrow night at 6 p.m., continue our levy committee discussions. So I just want to let you know the levy committee is formed and has already started to begin to frame out the campaign. Now that we know where we're headed, that'll even intensify. So I'm so proud of our community volunteers working on our behalf, the confidence of the people that we talk to. We've worked very, very, very hard internally and externally over the last 5 years to put us in a position that the community will support us. We're going to do everything we can in the next 3 months to tell our story even better than we've told it before. So there's just a couple of things that I want all of us to remember and I want the community to remember. One, OCS has the lowest voted millage in Lucas County and would remain one of the lowest with the passage of the current levy. Employee salaries are at the bottom of all Lucas County schools, and we've talked about our bachelors being ranked 7th out of 8th in Lucas County. We've all heard that. The funds that we do secure from this levy will allow all our programs to continue and expand, and that's the key message for everything for this. We value every single program that we have. If we didn't value those programs, we wouldn't have them. And we are scrutinizing programs every single day and every single year. The benefit of the multiple programs that we do have around the district is because we have kids that need, you know, multiple types of programs, right? We have a variety of kids. We want to keep what we're doing, and we want to even expand them moving forward. Schools and communities are interlocked. We know this. Strong communities support their public schools, and I know we have a strong community. And in my 17 years in the district, I don't think we've had more momentum in this area than we have right now across the region. And finally, just to the dollar amount that, you know, with support of this levy, it provides $1,442, or it would cost the homeowner of a $100,000 house $1,442 a month, or $173 annually. So those are just some bullet points that we can talk about just real simply. But again, thank you to the Board of Education for allowing us to move forward. This is a routine and common thing that schools have to do because of the local share that we have to collect to keep the district functioning. So with that, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all those things. A lot going on. It's a, you know, a lot of events this week. Can't thank the staff enough for everything they're doing for our kids, and a great first semester. Oh, and the trophy, by the way, if you were wondering what the heck this is. So Mr. Kennedy connected us in a good way, and I'm so glad he pushed me to sign up for the Santa Dash, which was something that the Oregon Recreation Department started this year, where teams had to do a series of obstacles, so to speak, eating and pulling a sleigh and stuffing presents in a bag and all these fun things in 28-degree weather. But we have most of our team here tonight, Mrs. Conkle, Don Chavoni, Dean Sandwich, myself, and Nate Quigg, took on a bunch of high school teams and one elementary team. There was five teams. And at the end of that competition, we came home with the trophy by 2 seconds. And we analyzed our win, so when we compete next year, why we won. And we won 2 seconds because Dean Sandwich and Nate Quigg could eat cookies faster than those young kids could. Because we did not win the race with the sleigh down the path. We were probably half the time. Anyways, it was a lot of fun, and the rec came out of it with a bunch of ideas for next year, and we might even host it here on campus on our turf, you know, maybe. And we just brainstorming some ideas. So anyways, it was a lot of fun, and I'm going to encourage the board maybe next year to be an active part. Our coach, Mrs. Molnar, was out with us, so I give her all the credit for the victory. And so kudos to the rec for trying some new ideas.
And the sportsman, was it sportsmanship award?
Oh, and there was a sportsmanship award,
and
right.
And our team of students won.
J.R. Kidd, his wife Melissa,
Kidd and his wife.
Daughter, and some other young ones won Spirit Award.
Spirit Award, yes, thank you.
They were dressed up in holiday costumes. So a lot of fun. So that's what this trophy is. Had no idea we might win something so fantastic. But thank you, Mrs. Molnar.
Yes. Absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Cold, but fun. Cold, but fun. Oh, I know. I was going to say, you know, with his Ed Choice speech, public schools take on every child and teach them. Private schools do not. So they tend to take kids that they can push on with higher scores, and we get left with the rest. And that's what Ed Choice and charter schools do.
Just state. Public schools are, in Oregon City schools, are equipped to handle all kids with all needs from any background, anywhere. Yep. And I will concur that evidence will show that other schools are not prepared for that. Good point.
Yeah. We educate everybody. Under old business, the athletic storage building proposal. Bids were received from 6 companies, with the highest bid being $167,000 and the lowest $136,230. And we would like to give that bid to KDH, which was the lowest bid. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Where are they from, Dean? Couldn't remember. Any other questions for Dean?
Not really a question. Well, I guess a question, more of a statement. What was the total amount of equipment that will be covered within this building?
We estimated roughly $125,000.
Okay.
In equipment.
So it would be taken out of the weather and in a safe place for the winter.
And just to add that the Clay Athletic Boosters donated $30,000 out of their capital campaign towards this project, if it was going to be approved.
And this will be coming out of PI?
Yes, this is a PI project, yes, which the board's aware.
Okay. Motion, second, discussion. Roll call.
All right. Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Okay. Committee board committee reports. Finance.
Jane talked about a few of the things in her report that we discussed. They're streamlining our purchasing process by going with a Capital One purchase card, which she indicated is going to make everything much more sufficient and quicker for the people to be able to purchase things. And we also get rebates on that card, correct, Jane?
That's what I like. I like the rebates.
So when we purchase it, we're going to get a 1.5% rebate.
Yeah.
The SC View, we'll be moving forward on that, scanning all the invoices and packing slips, which will, again, streamline what we're doing in our data storage for finance. They held their first meeting regarding the cost saving discussions on insurance. And other than that, that was all that we covered in the board meeting or in the finance meeting.
Okay, thank you. Capital Improvements, Health and Safety.
Capital Improvement, we discussed by January the new sound deadening system for the new gym will be in, so we can help improve, hopefully improve the sound system so everything doesn't sound like Charlie Brown's teacher in there. We discussed, again, we're doing some renovations on some bathrooms, some renovations in the admin buildings, upgrading some of the roofs and some of the lighting and cabinetry, and just looking at for next summer, looking ahead, we need 3 roofs replaced within the district. Was it Facet, Clay, and Ike? So we'll be gathering bids within the next year for those as well.
I'm going to add that the bathrooms down here by the gyms really look good. Mm-hmm. They really
I have
look
heard
good.
That they're Rossford colors, though.
They are maroon and yes, maroon and gray, but they're nicely done. I think it was leftover paint.
Hey, real quick, I want to add on, if you don't mind, Mr. Kennedy, on the health and safety, just to put a date. In years past, we've always had a large-scale health and safety committee, and so we're going to get back to doing that. We kind of stopped for a couple years, and we got into the small with our SROs and doing smaller ones, but we're going to come back. So kind of tentatively, the day of our board meeting, which I know Mr. Shea's in town on the 14th, I'd like to get that. I'm going to put the invite out here this week to everyone, but from 11 to 1 here at Clay in this room, we're going to have our large-scale health and safety committee meeting. So hopefully that will work if you're in town that day, and we'll get it out to the rest of the folks. It'll be here in this room. We'll have lunch, and then we'll have fire, obviously police, sheriffs, those groups, and some other folks from around the area, and we'll just kind of do a
1 o'clock.
11. It'll probably be 11:30 to 1 on the invite. I have 11 to 1 in my calendar, but it'll probably be 11:30 to 1 here. So thank you.
Perfect. Okay, policy personnel. You have the policies. Personnel, we have 2 retirements, Lucinda Kinnon from the Blackman Center and Pat Heinzel, who has been a Clay High School secretary that we hate to see lose because she does graduation. It'll be her last time to do graduation. Hopefully we'll have somebody there with her maybe to learn the ropes. Yeah, because that's a big take on to do graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Academic.
No report this evening.
Legislative.
I would like to say one thing. We voted on the Ohio School Board Association today. I think they are probably just as livid as Hal is on ed choice. They're very active and legislative in the state of Ohio, and they give us a lot of information on the school board. We all get monthly reports, legislative reports. And I think we made a good choice sticking with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they're going to be in Columbus fighting with you, Hal,
yep,
to make sure this ed choice goes in the right.
Along with BASO, ASBO, and every other organized leadership group in the state of Ohio.
It's good.
Yes.
I have nothing from student achievement this month. Board discussion. Vespers was wonderful this year.
Mm-hmm.
Choir has about doubled, I think, and the band was phenomenal. Facet Band was good this year, the Christmas, and the Facet Choral Christmas program is
Thursday, I believe.
Yeah. Mr. Zavisky, what did you think of the Facet band, didn't you think they were good this year?
Oh, very good.
Really a good sound from them, don't you think?
Yep.
New director.
I want to see the improvement from 1 year to the next. One year.
Yeah, you've just lived that as a parent.
Yeah, well, it makes a big difference. Difference from hot cross buns in the 5th and 6th grade.
I was happy that it was songs that people recognized.
Yeah. I thought it was well done this year. Mm-hmm. Anything else for board discussion? Anything? Organizational meeting is January the 14th, because we have to be done within the first 15 days of the month, and we will follow it with our monthly meeting, which is 1 week earlier than the norm. So that's January 14th at 6 o'clock.
Here in the library?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right here. Mm-hmm. And anything else for the good?
Just executive session.
Okay, executive session. To consider the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or student. There will be nothing decided and no votes done. Mm-hmm. And we will dismiss from down there. And thank you for coming, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
We need a motion for that.
I need a motion to go into executive session. Second? Discussion?
Okay.
Roll call.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky. Mr. Kennedy.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Here.
It won't be long. I mean, just need a couple
thank
minutes.
Thank you so much.
5 minutes.
I have been cold all day.
That's all we
Oh, I'm not going to.